Brett Hollander back here on WBAL. We're joined now by the Orioles Director of Player Development, Brian Graham, as we take a look on the birds down on the farm. Brian, thank you for coming on the program.
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, let's start actually with some players that are trying to get healthy and well. And let's start with Dylan Bundy and his progress. How's he doing right now?
You know what? He's doing great. He's had no setbacks. He's on a mound progression with long toss intervals, and I think he's up to 40 pitches on the mound at this point, and everything's good.
At this point, how close are we to see him back in affiliated baseball?
You know what? That's a tough call because obviously we're going to be conservative, and this whole year is going to be a rehab process, even though I do believe June, July, he's going to be competitive and pitching under the light somewhere. But for right now, we're in a situation where he's got to pitch down the extended spring. He'll pitch in some extended spring games, and he's doing great. Progression is going well.
Brian Graham is with us here on WBAL. All right, let's go to some of the affiliates in action right now as the season gets going. And let's start with that AAA rotation. I know they're off to somewhat of a rocky start as far as the overall wins and losses for the Norfolk Tides, but that's such a good AAA rotation. I have to think it's one of the best, and I've seen a lot of them over the years that the Orioles have had in a long time. And at the top, Kevin Gausman, his early results this year. Do you like what you see?
Yeah, absolutely. He's fine. He's doing well. His changeups make great strides. You know, he throws that split change as well as a straight change. His fastball velocity's been good. He actually was a little bit under the weather lately. I think some flu symptoms, and went out and pitched and probably didn't have as good a result as he would have wanted. But the fact is, you're right. With Gausman, with McFarland, with Mike Wright, with Yoon, I think what you're going to see is guys that can help us win in the big leagues and, you know, be that group of guys that's going to help the big league club compete during the middle of the summer.
I know, Brian, Yoon was a guy that was signed with maybe an outside chance if the visa issues were settled earlier. He had a chance to maybe get in the bullpen, probably not after the signing of Jimenez, any shot for the rotation. But right now, I know there have been some really rocky outings early. Are you discouraged at all? I talked to Caleb Joseph about it, the Orioles AAA catcher, and he said the stuff plays. The other things that need to be worked on, but he thinks the stuff is there. Do you see it that way?
Absolutely. And you know, Caleb's a good evaluator. He's doing a great job, by the way. But with you, the baseball's played differently in the United States, and the sequence of pitches is different, understanding that you've got to command the ball much better. The strength of the hitters is real good. It's a process that he's got to learn. And like Caleb said, the stuff's there, so it's just a matter of the stuff translating. If you can command your fastball, there's enough velocity, enough life. When he learns to command it and pitch in and change speeds, and, you know, he might be a guy that has to pitch off his breaking ball and use his fastball behind in the count. He's just got to figure out what works for him.
Let's stay with AAA for a moment here, and probably the guy that most fans around Baltimore are going to be monitoring very closely, and that's Henry Urrutia. Really, if you look at his minor league season last year, he hit at AA, he hit well at AAA, he hit to a certain extent in Baltimore. What does Henry Urrutia need to do to become a major league player and stick with the Orioles for good?
You know what? I think with Urrutia, it's a matter of experience. We're talking about a guy that 13 months ago was in Haiti and trying to get into the United States. And at this point, he's bigger, he's stronger, he's more mature, he understands the game much better. I think the swing will play. I think Henry Urrutia is one of those guys, I call him a hit collector. He swings a bat, he collects hits. And I think you're going to see some power from him. He missed some time last week. He had a baby, went home to Sarasota, Florida, had a baby, missed 4 days, I think it was. And so he's not quite in sync yet. He's not in rhythm. And I think what will happen is the more pitches he sees and the more time in that bat, you're going to see a pretty good hitter.
Do you think he can develop legitimate power? I'm not talking about 30, 40 big league home runs. I'm talking about 15 to 20 at the big league level.
Yeah. I absolutely do, because he can hit the ball park the other way. They can throw fastballs right by him. His bat stays in the hitting zone so well, he'll stay on balls and hit them out the other way. And now, you know, times have changed. If you hit 20 home runs in the big leagues, you're pretty good. You're pretty darn good.
Yeah, that is true.
Power.
That
so,
is true.
Yeah, I do believe. I do believe he'll hit the big leagues.
Yeah, power way down throughout professional baseball right now. Brian Graham, the Orioles Director of Player Development, with us here for another few moments. And fellow countryman for Urrutia, Dariel Alvarez, his power might be more obvious, I think. I'm not sure what people like you and evaluators think of Alvarez compared to Urrutia as a major league player, but what do you think about Dariel right now?
He's done great. He's off to a good start. He has tremendous raw power. When you talk about raw power and you just watch a guy during BP and he launches balls up in the upper deck, Alvarez has raw power. He's got plus arm. We're playing him in center field in double A, which to have a guy be able to play center field, that means if he went to the big leagues and he were a right-handed hitting platoon guy that could spell somebody in center field, that's a huge plus. And for Daryl, it's about pitch recognition and understanding a strike zone. When he starts recognizing pitches a little better, which comes with experience, again, this is a guy that didn't play for 2 years prior to, getting on board with us last spring. It wasn't even the spring. It was way late in the season. It was almost fall. And, he went right out to the Arizona Fall League and competed. So I think we need to give this guy a chance. And next year at this same time when we're talking, we're going to be talking about a pretty good player.
I want to talk about two pitching prospects here, Brian, before we say goodbye. One is Tim Berry, who I got to know a little bit in spring training in Sarasota. Such an interesting young guy, and it just seems like some sort of light bulb went on as he progressed through the Orioles minor league system. He's a great story, a 50th-round pick who the Orioles drafted, not only on a hope and a prayer, but under the agreement he'll have arm surgery when drafted years ago, and now he seems to be in a very special place.
Well, great job by the scouting department. They projected a young kid, gave him Tommy John surgery. Great job by Dave Walker and the group that rehabbed him. And then I think you talk about a light bulb going on. I really believe what Alan Mills did with him out in the Fall League, Arizona Fall League this winter, and him only having to throw two or three innings at a time, he really went out and attacked the strike zone, and that was a big difference. Right now, his changeup's improved, his breaking ball is a plus pitch, his fastball's 90-94. So, I mean, you're a good scout because he's going to be special. He's got a chance to be pretty good.
And then finally, Hunter Harvey. I know there's always extra pressure on the first-round pick, but it looks like he could move quickly. I know that's not what you want to hear from me right now asking you these questions, but off to a pretty good start in the South Atlantic League.
Well, he is. He's off to a great start. And we remember a guy named Bundy who threw 30 innings down there and gave up 5 hits. So, you look at good and you look at really good. And Hunter Harvey's really good as well. He has such a feel and understanding for pitching, and it comes with the bloodlines. His father, obviously, a good big leaguer, but this kid has composure plus fastball, commands the ball, reads hitter swings. He understands how to pitch, plus curveball, real good changeup. And you talk about him moving quick. Absolutely, he could move quick. And, I'd love to see him stay down in South Atlantic League for as long as we can keep him there because there's a development process in place. And as far as, how fast he can move, I don't know the answer yet, but he's pretty darn good.
Brian Graham, always a pleasure. I really appreciate you doing this. It's always fun to talk about what's brewing down on the farm.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
That's Brian Graham, the Orioles Director of Player Development. We'll come back with more next here on WBAL.